Well, separate amendments to extend the biodiesel tax credit for all of 2012 have both failed in the U.S. Senate. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow and top Ag Republican Pat Roberts both failed to clear the votes needed to pass their amendments to extend the biodiesel credits that expired in December and other energy tax breaks. Stabenow appealed for support for her amendment, which would have extended key biofuel tax incentives, such as the cellulosic biofuels producer tax credit, the accelerated depreciation allowance for cellulosic biofuel plant property, and the alternative fuel infrastructure tax credit available to blender pumps and other ethanol fueling infrastructure.
When families are struggling more than ever to fill up the tank, we shouldn't be raising taxes on the innovators and the job creators who are helping to lower American families' energy bills.
But Stabenow's amendment also included controversial measures to boost alternative energy firms that Republicans opposed, as Republican Pat Roberts also appealed to the Assembly before the vote on his amendment.
Their amendment fails to address the number one issue facing Americans of every walk of life, from farmers to manufacturers to teachers, which is the rising cost of gasoline. My amendment does just that, and it implements the important first steps toward increasing domestic supplies of conventional energy that our country will rely on for decades to come.
However, in the end, neither amendment secured the needed 60 votes, leaving renewed uncertainty over the bioenergy sector. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.